Now, collecting mosquito saliva in honey can help to track the pathogens that mosquitoes carry, according to researchers in Australia. Andrew van den Herk at the University of Queensland and his colleagues have published a report in the journal PNAS detailing how mosquitoes can be coaxed into leaving saliva samples in honey-soaked cards. These cards can then be analysed to find any virus RNA present, giving you a precise guide to what viruses local mosquitoes are carrying without ever having to handle a mosquito.
Mosquito spit. Lovely. why would we be looking for pathogens in mosquito spit?
Well, arthropod-borne viruses, or arboviruses for short, are a public health concern worldwide. They include things like dengue, yellow fever, West Nile virus, Japanese encephalitis, lots of really quite troublesome viruses. Proper surveillance of these viruses is essential for disease control strategies such as timing vaccination correctly and mosquito control. But present mosquito-based survey techniques are, according to the paper, expensive and logistically problematic, which I think is a tactful way of putting it, and they involve the collection and transport of live mosquitoes. Other survey methods might involve disease diagnosis in infected patients, so you have to wait until you have enough infected people to understand it, or monitoring of sentinel animals to see what diseases they're carrying.
Again, another scientific job I would not like, studying live mosquitoes. So what is so good about this technique then?
Well, the honey trap method has several advantages. The honey-soaked cards themselves preserve viral RNA for at least 7 days without needing to be refrigerated. And this is even when tested in both temperate conditions, which was at a site near Bunbury in Western Australia, and in much warmer, damper tropical conditions near the northern Queensland city of Cairns. The honey itself is also a very important part of the process, as it remains moist throughout the collection period, and that ensures that the mosquitoes have access to the liquid sugars that they find so attractive. Manuka honey, which is partly what they've been using, also has antibacterial properties, which help to protect the viral RNA from bacterial RNAases, these enzymes that break down RNA, and this preserves the sample for long enough to be collected days later and analysed.
But how do they know this technique's actually working? Is it good? Does it work?
Well, it seems so, yes. In lab tests, by adding blue dye to the honey, the researchers could identify which mosquitoes had been feeding on the honey and then compare evidence of virus on the card to the traditional saliva samples taken from the mosquitoes. This showed the method to be of similar or better accuracy to the traditional, more time-consuming sampling methods. In fact, there were some virus particles that were transmitted even without the mosquitoes consuming any honey, and this is because an infected mosquito just probing at a food source is actually enough to transmit a virus to a susceptible host. Now, this particular report shows that this novel technique works well for Ross River virus, Barmer Forest virus, chikungunya and West Nile virus, but the authors suggest that it could be expanded to detect malaria or even used with other virus vector species, so it's very, very promising.
The wonders of mosquito spit.